Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Stephanie Drago. The osprey is one of many birds of prey making a comeback in the United States due to a ban on the pesticide DDT. During DDT's prime in the 60s, Rachel Carson published a revolutionary book called The Silent Spring, suggesting that the agricultural chemical was poisoning large raptors and thinning their eggshells, causing a large decline in raptor populations. Since its ban in 1972, it has taken around 20 years for DDT levels to drop, especially in the Great Lakes, and it wasn't until the last decade or so that the first ospreys made their way back to the Chicago area. Most ospreys that live in Illinois spend their winters in warm climates like Florida and South America, but will return to their nesting sites up north year after year. As ospreys have returned to the area, a lack of good nesting sites has made establishing northern homes difficult. Ospreys are a unique, very large, distinctly shaped hawk. Although they are large, their bodies are slender with long, narrow wings and long legs. Their diet consists of only live fish, meaning that they are often found around bodies of water, rivers, ponds, reservoirs, and even salt marshes and coral reefs. Since the osprey cannot dive to more than 3 feet below the water surface, these birds gravitate towards shallow fishing grounds, only venturing to deep water when schools of fish are near the surface. When choosing a nesting location, ospreys usually pick an elevated site that is at least 12 miles away from an adequate supply of fish. As ospreys make their way back to the Midwest in search of nesting sites, there are ways we can help. Since many natural nesting sites have undergone tree removal and shoreline development, structures like channel markers and utility poles have become common nesting sites for the osprey. Many efforts to restore osprey nesting sites have been accomplished through building artificial structures with platforms resting atop a 40 to 60 foot telephone pole. These poles often have an aluminum predator guard to prevent raccoons and other predatory mammals from climbing the pole to eat eggs. Several of these structures are being constructed in Chicagoland on the Chicago River and in Iowa City and Des Moines near reservoirs. Perhaps it's time for the Quad Cities to locate the proper places to build havens for osprey parents and help aid in the resurgence of this unique fish-loving raptor.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.